So this full moon, your girl, your local hood hippie extraordinaire, is gonna charge her fucking crystals because this is emotional fucking bullshit right here. This kind of stuff make you, oh, look, a kid is yelling. Give me a second. All right, your girl's back. I gotta get my crystals. I gotta get them off my altar. And I've got to charge them under this full moon. It's gotta fucking happen. I'm releasing a lot of fucking shit today, yesterday, tonight, last night, this morning, right now, as we speak, actually. Thank you for coming to hang out with me. I super appreciate it. This full moon is teaching me a lot about the things that no longer serve me that I'm continuing to hold on to. And just showing me that it's okay to let these things go because they no longer serve a purpose in my life. Those lies, those false programs that were designed to keep me limited in my beliefs and my abilities and who I am today and who I'm becoming tomorrow. So I'm really just releasing a lot of things that no longer serve me so I can prosper, so I can grow and not hold myself back from anything that is rightfully mine because I fucking deserve all that is for the greatest good. So I am going outside to go put my crystals. You wanna? Can you hear them? They gotta go charge under this moon and get right, because I've been not getting right with myself. So we about to go do some healing. Love you. I'll be back. Bye. Oh, by the way, charge your motherfucking crystals, you guys. Charge your crystals. Charge yourself. Recharge yourself. Water it up, baby. Under the moon. It's a Cancer full moon, baby. It's a New Year's Eve, you guys. It's the New Year's Eve of 2020. Oh my God. Ooh, what's happening? Well, I'll tell you what's fucking happening. I charged my crystals last night and I woke up feeling much better, in a better place. It's like, I know if I'm feeling this shit, these crystals gotta be feeling this shit. Then I'm in this room. These crystals is in this room. We both feeding off all this energy. So, really, I just had to figure it out and get it together, Linda. Man, it felt good to wake up in a recharged attitude and a recharged body, recharged everything. I feel great. I feel like I needed yesterday's little meltdown to notice that I only gave myself 24 hours this time instead of 3 fucking days to figure out the pattern or the cycle and to kind of overcome, or not so much overcome, but work through it and figure it out this time and stop blindly looking over it and saying it's not worth my time, it's not worth my energy, because really it's very much worth my time to feel good and worth my energy to know better. So I don't repeat the same things again, the same patterns again. So I break the cycle and I learn my lesson. Because that's really what I needed to do, was just sit and be still and think and talk it out. And then I felt better. Muy bueno. Much better. Much better. So I feel good. I feel great. About to change and go bring my crystals in. I just got a shower and I feel great. Use that water to clear off anything that was stagnant that I was still holding on to. Wash myself under the water and now I feel much better. Getting better, feeling better. Doing better things, spending my time wisely, spending my time doing thinking about the things that matter the most, where I want to achieve in life, what I want to do, where I want to go. Start thinking of all the beautiful things and not the things that hurt me. Because the more you think about the things that hurt you is the time that you basically are just opening up that door, that window with those thoughts for you to think all those negative things. You're creating all those negative things once that thought process starts hitting. Gotta get my breakfast out this morning, all my supplements. But yeah, I feel much better today, and going into 2021 with my mind set on all the things I want to accomplish, all the goals I have that I want to achieve for this year and start to achieve long-termly. I don't know if that's a word, but I just made it the fuck up if it isn't. Yeah, yo. So I posed the question to you all. What baggage are you carrying in to 2021 that you can leave at the fucking door or chunk into the fucking great abyss to give back to the universe so they can take all that, because you don't fucking need it, I can guarantee that. What is it? What is it that you're carrying with you? What are you taking along that doesn't need to be with you anymore? What are all the things that you can let go and process so you can advance, so you can stop learning the same lesson, so you can stop giving yourself the same incorrect thoughts from your mind? What are those things? What are those things? Think about that real hard, and then think about how you want to release those. Because I think that's really kind of like about like new year, new me, and in my thought process, it's new year, more improved, more wise me, because I've lived lessons, I've went through cycles. I've done things that help me figure things out. Because the way I figure things out is not going to be the way that you figure things out. Or maybe it is. Maybe we figure things out exactly the same. And I can fucking help you figure out how to process and eliminate all those fucking things. But I mean, I'm still working on them myself. I had a tough day yesterday. Waking up and being in a state of who, what, when, where, why. And then my head was telling me the who's, the what's, the when's, the where's, and the why's. But being very false, letting the monkey mind work instead of listening to my heart space. Because my heart space would have told me the truth and would have said to calm the fuck down. But my monkey mind was, you know, doing exactly what it was supposed to do. Being a fucking instigator of everything. So, luckily, I was able to get out of the funk and into my heart space eventually. But it took some time. And it takes time. And that's one thing we have to remember, is that we have to be patient with ourselves. And the second we stop being patient with ourselves, we stop being patient with the world around us. And life just gets a little confusing, and it gets a little difficult. And then we start to think certain ways, and that's not the true ways. It's just that hurt way of thinking. So I can guarantee you, if you will go into 2020 being 2021, being more aware of your thought process and your patterns, you might be able to really start working through those things and feeling better. Because you really deserve it, to be quite frank. You deserve all the happiness. You deserve all the good. We all deserve to live authentically while we're here, and not worry about other things.
So that's just what I have to share this morning. You know what I mean, baby?
It's the new year, you guys. I went a whole 2 days without posting this podcast. But it's okay. I'm here now. Anyways, it's the new year. There's a lot of snow on the ground. It's like this cold weather and the snow, the ice, it reminds me to slow down. And I'm okay with that. Slow and steady wins the race, right? So I hope you guys embraced 2020 with open arms and really seen the beauty and the growth within, because 2021 is the age of Aquarius, right? We're coming into it. So I just really hope that everyone takes the time to really process everything and transmute it. Let that shit transmute, get it all out, and grow from all of your lessons. They are blessings. So thank you so much for being here and choosing to walk that line of growth. And I appreciate it. I know, like, sometimes it seems like a tightrope that you have to walk on with no support, no bungee cable, no catching, no net underneath to catch you. But just remember that you're not going to fall. And if you do, grab onto that lifeline. Let it take you. Let yourself hold it. And then don't be ashamed if you fall and have to pull yourself back up. That's what that lifeline is there for. To grow, to show you your strength, to show you your power when you do fall. So thank you all so much for continuing to pull yourself back up when you get tripped up, because that's the beauty, that's the alchemy in it all, turning that lead into gold.
Do you ever see someone's issues and try to help them, like, dissect them and kind of process them, and that person can only see in one direction? So everything is not as what it seems for people that cannot sit in an observer seat and see the whole picture. That's been like my biggest lesson for 2020, was to sit in the observer seat and not hold any prejudice against what someone's going through, or not to hold, not to really hold it tight what someone's going through, just to let them learn how to learn the flow and to stay fluid. It's difficult when you just really, really understand both sides. You know, one person is stuck in an emotional reactive state, one person is in a logical state, and so it's difficult when you see these things pan out, because first of all, I have lived this life within myself. So it's like I can tell the person telling blue in the face, this is what you should do, because if you don't, it's just going to really, really hurt, and it's going to suck if you don't process it, transmute it, fucking burn the cords, so you don't have to repeat that lesson. But until we actually learn the lesson, learn how to not react to things, then shit's got to get crazy and hit the fan, like always. Like within me, I know when I don't sit with myself and really process all the information given and kind of sit back before I do react. If we would take a minute to pause and get out of an emotional state of being to be able to respond, listen, and resume the conversation, then things will be a lot easier for one to understand and process and go through their shit or whatever they're going through. So I just say to you guys, like, really learn how to observe perspective, and don't project your feelings onto others or project how you're feeling onto a situation, because on the other side, there could definitely be different perspective. So you're jumping into something emotionally charged and full of defense, and the mechanism you're used to. Once you pull yourself out of that, you can kind of observe the whole situation from everybody's standpoint. Like, it's difficult to do those things, and it's difficult to grow in that way, but it's absolutely necessary for people to grow, develop, change, alter their perception to be in a Zion state, or to be in a state where you're not feeling like you're got your fist up. You know, you're like the Irish man walking around everywhere. That's not what this is about. It's about finding it, pinpointing the root cause, and then learning how to release it, and learning how to process it, and learning how to transmute that motherfucker. Learn that lesson, be teachable, and stay that way. Man, I wake up sometimes in a funk mood, and I can either let it go or I can let it bother me. And let me tell you something, when I let that shit fucking plague me and bother me, it affects, like, the effects of what I'm internally doing to myself shine outward. So when you're hurting and when you're going through something and you can't even, you wake up to not even be able to process it, then that right there is just going to over, like, okay, so when you're overfilled with love and abundance and oh, just that good feeling, and you just want to spew it onto everybody else and just love, 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 and hug and kiss and all that good stuff that you want to do to somebody or everyone and your family, and just, oh, that outpouring of love, love, grace, grace, grace. If you're on the opposite end of that spectrum, then you're going to be spewing venom, hate, anger, fear. So when you can start to realize that when you literally project what's on the inside, then you can start to see your surroundings as completely different. If you find yourself emotionally dumping onto someone because you have sat alone with yourself, and instead of being inside of you and nurturing you and loving you and seeding and watering those seeds, then you're abandoning ship. You're not loving yourself enough. You're hurting. So pull yourself out of that end of the spectrum, because only you are allowed to do that. The people around you can almost most definitely be great positive influences, or they can toxic or trauma bond with you, or share a toxic friendship, and, you know, down talk and mean talk, because people who share those same projections of the world are going to spew venom, spew hate, spew fear. So it's not good to talk to the people that are just dragging you down. Really, you should cut those motherfuckers out of your life, because I can guarantee you that they ain't gonna be there when you're rising up and you're happy, because you're not gonna want that negativity and that shit around you. Because you are just that, rising above, taking action on the way you're thinking, pausing for moments before you even respond instead of react. Respond, 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 respect, and do not react. Take the time to not react. Take the time to listen within. Take the time to be fucking quiet. And tell your fucking mind to let your heart space speak. It is that easy. It is not that difficult. I know that that your mind, that the monkey mind, can plague like a motherfucker. It has done that to me. It had did that to me for fucking years. And I still battle with the monkey mind, because I still harbor it. It still lives within. But it's about taking that monkey mind and learning how to start to integrate healing and start to integrate truths and authenticity instead of lies upon lies upon lies of conditioning and programming. Once you can break out of that, you can learn that pause, that give it a break, that second. You can do all that, and it's really great to be able to sit with yourself and do those things. And if you can't sit with yourself, get some fucking spirit molecule. I bet you fucking sure do. You sit with your fucking self and you see the bigger picture. If you need that, and if you don't, fucking great. Meditate. Meditate that ass and fucking pull yourself out of that opposite end of the spectrum and sit in the middle and observe both sides. Observe the spectrum that you are sitting in with grace, with fucking love unconditionally, and see where you are coming from a place of hurt. And then move on over to the other side of that spectrum and fucking bask in that beauty of self-understanding and gratitude and that grace that you bestowed upon yourself, you can start bestowing upon others. And that right there is when your cup overrunneth, you can fill others. But when you're feeling from, when you are in a feeling state of not love and not abundance and fear, 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 hate, 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 anger, 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 then your over cup, your runneth of your cup is going to fucking spew on that negativity into the world, and it's going to have a lot of attachments to it that are ugly and are not nice. So when you can pull yourself out of those spectrums or what you're believing in, when you pull yourself out of it, it's almost like, wow, was I really just there? How did I get there? What threw me there? What put me in that state of mind? What put me in that, or that state of bliss? What or euphoria? What put me there? And we can remember what we need to bring us back to our positive end of the spectrum, or we can remember that stuff that puts us in that negative end of the spectrum. And you can literally dissect it and sit on top of it and know, okay, oh, I'm getting a little close to that negative end. Oh, pull, 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 pull myself back over to that positive end. That's what you should be doing, is looking at it that way. Okay, I learned this from that negative shit. I learned this from that sadness. I learned this from this pain. And then pull all that knowledge over and be like, hey, y'all, I'm healing. That's what this is. You see all that fucking bullshit? I pulled it over here to that spectrum where I could love it and I could see it for what it's worth. And I'm observing it and I'm seeing it and I'm learning from it. And then I'm going to teach from it. And then I'm going to give this knowledge and I'm going to say, hey, I've been there. I've done that. Let me help you. And if it doesn't work for you, it doesn't resonate with you, then that's great, because it's going to with whoever needs it. And that's the beauty of the journey. That's the beauty of the life. That's the beauty of the quest. That's the beauty of the fucking process. The beauty in it is the transformation. The fucking phoenix. It's the grace that you can give to others when you haven't been given it, because you've given it to yourself. So you have been given the most pure version of it. You've been given the most pure outlining of it, the most pure song to sing with it, the most pure heart center that you can imagine. Is because you've learned the lesson and you stayed teachable and you stayed fluid and you did all the things that you needed to do for you. And then all the things you do for you and all that healing you do for you will pour out onto the ones around you. And I think what my biggest thing is I try and I try and I try to give these messages to people around me, and I don't really know. I don't have a great fucking vocabulary. I fucking didn't pay attention in school. I say fuck a lot. I say things that might not resonate with people because my vocabulary isn't as wide as theirs or as grown, as developed. But that's okay because I speak from my fucking heart. I say the things from my heart. And so I have to remind myself that what I cannot say in big terms or big words or speak to people with these big minds and things like that is I'm speaking from my heart. So everything you can feel and hear from me is coming straight from my heart chakra. I'm bleeding that beautiful green upon you all because when I speak the love, I speak what I'm feeling. I speak intuitively. I just, whatever I am told to say or the feelings that I am brought, that are brought into me, into my heart space, I know I'm supposed to process these things so I can give my voice to tell you, this is the way, this is how you can look at it. This is how you can do this. This is how you can do that. You don't have to do anything that I say. Just listen and take it in and sit with it and hear it. And all I can just guarantee is that if you nurture those things that are hurting you, if you nurture them, they can come back. You can nurture them to the different opposite end of the spectrum. So you can nurture hate back to love. You can nurture misunderstanding to understanding. You can nurture fear into, oh, I don't know, what's the opposite of excitement. You can nurture all those things back to the other end of the spectrum only if you allow yourself to. And I say this because I was nurtured. I was nurtured by myself and in turn nurtured from the ones mirroring me outside of me. And when things weren't looking as if they were inside of me, I ridded myself from those things. And if you have to take a short break from life, if you have to take a short break from social media, if you have to take a short break from, or a long fucking break from certain things that no longer serve you or cut the fucking cords with it, if you still need to hold on to the things that are no longer serving you, then learn from them. Because you're just going to keep repeating cycles and patterns, and they're just going to keep developing in different ways. So the moment you can step back and observe, maybe you're going to learn from these things, or maybe you're going to only focus your observation on the negative end and stay in your pain body and then create more pain bodies and more pain bodies within the other pain body. Or you can sit at that observer seat and you can look at that happy, and then you can ignore all of the negative. And then that's kind of like a spiritual bypass in my eyes. Because I like to sit and teeter right into the middle. I like to hold my space right in that middle, that quote unquote gray area, the dark with the light with the dark. I like to sit in that middle. And I don't always fucking sit in the middle. Sometimes my seat breaks a leg and I fall over and I don't see. But for the most part, this teaching is about sitting in the middle of that observer's station. Holding yourself right accountably in the middle of the station. Hold yourself there. Feel it. Feel it as if it wasn't you. Feel it as if you could just see from the outside and help someone without any, not holding anything higher than the other, not holding the good higher or the bad higher. Once you learn to let go of holding either one of them and sit in the middle, and then you can kind of figure it out. Figure out what's worth holding on to, what's not, and what you want to process, what you want to transmute. Let yourself observe. without attachment to an outcome, a situation, without attachment to the emotion that you held with the situation. Release yourself of all of those so then you can better serve your heart. You can better serve your walk in life, your purpose, your journey, your path without going off of it too far into a deep end where you feel like, well, I fucking sank. I can't get back up. No. You can literally sink right to that bottom and have a fucking jetpack on your back like fucking Mando and whoosh, get right the fuck back up. That's all you have to do. You can sit in your shit as long as you want. You can sit in your shit and feel warm, comfy. I don't want to get up. Yeah, I don't feel good. Oh, well. Well, then you're going to continue to feel bad. You can spiritually bypass everything you want and stuff it down. But the truth is, it shows itself with the way people react. It shows itself with the way people project onto others. It shows when you're not doing the work. It shows when you're using medicine to numb. It shows, you guys. I was the biggest wearer of blinders. Spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, all of it. I wore the spiritual bypassing blinders. It was like, nah, I'm good, bruh. Like, I'm working it. I'm doing it. But I started noticing I wasn't good and I was spiritually bypassing so much stuff and not really sitting with it. And I still, till this fucking day, do it. Don't let anyone fucking say they've got it all figured out, because none of us know shit about fuck or fuck about shit. That's the truth. We are all going through this life and we are all trying to walk each other home, hold each other's hands instead of smacking it away from you. And if you don't want to journey with anyone around you, that's fine. But don't spew your negativity and your hate onto others. Keep that shit to yourself. Because projecting that onto others is not fair. It's not, and shit isn't fair, but don't be surprised when you start doing that and that cycle and that pattern resurfaces in your life. You will not be happy. You will guarantee, I guarantee that you will find yourself in such a state of agony and resist that you're not going to know what else to do. You will either sink and stay and sit in your shit, or you will rise above with so much love and unconditional purity of faith and grace and conscious. And once you take yourself and sit in that middle, you can literally like ghost ride the whip straight the fuck over to that beautiful end of the spectrum. You can just see beyond the guts and the blood and the muck, and you can literally see divine timing, divine teachings, divine love, divine light. You can see all those things still in that middle seat of observing. You can ride over to each side when you need a teaching in any of them. That's heaven, that's hell. That's beauty from within. You're the divine trinity. You're walking as the sun. You are the walking embodiment of the sun. I don't know how else to explain it. So when you're that walking embodiment of the sun, you're riding in the middle of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You're riding in the middle. You are the sun. So now you have the option to utilize your teachings from every aspect, from every situation, from every growth, from every evolution to the revolution of you. This is about love, baby. This is about that sacred heart space. This is about growing intuitively through that divine teaching of love and what the divine teachings are to you. When we can resurface all those teachings to help others, not resurface those lessons, but resurface the teaching in it. Don't resurface the lesson to process it again, to go through it again. No, resurface the teaching it gave you. So then you can help utilize the tools that you used, because it's not going to work for everyone, but it will work for someone. And that someone will be grateful. And that someone will say, oh my God, that's exactly what I needed. And that's only because you were writing that gray middle, that line, that sun. Walking that embodiment. That's all I can express today. I woke up in 2021 just beyond grateful for all the pain, for all the trauma, for all the lessons, and for all the motherfucking blessings. Because let me tell you, those blessings are divine. They are beautiful. They are fulfilling. When you can really learn from them and let the teachings of the pain guide you to the beauty. There's so much fucking beauty in pain. It's a great teacher. But don't get caught sitting in the teacher's desk and staying there. Because pain is not always beautiful in the moment. You don't understand it in the moment, especially if you haven't learned to observe. All you're going to see is destruction, chaos, confusion. Those are the things that I do not resonate with. Those are the things I will teach you against. I will try to help you rise above, because I sat in pain for so long and developed pain body within pain body within pain body, which in the physical realm was sickness on top of sickness on top of sickness on top of sickness. My body was weak. My body was tired of harvesting all of it. And when you let that pain body within the pain body harvest within you and the sickness, it comes out and it shows and it spews and it's contagious. So if all of that was contagious, then the motherfucking healing is contagious too. That light is contagious too. That love is contagious too. All of those things are so contagious. Choose to spread the love. Choose to spread the light. Choose to spread the news that when you're down, you can get back up. Choose to be the hand that reaches out for the ones that are down. And let me tell you, if the ones that are down refuse your hand, walk away. Love from a distance. Words are spells. Speak life into them without them even knowing. I can guarantee you, you speak life into others, that life gets spoken to you. You feel it. It's amazing. It's life changing. It's game changing. It's path changing. The second I started to unravel and unleash the fury and the pain that was within with unconditional love and grace, I found a new awakening. I found Zion within, so I could bestow Zion without and make Zion a place here on this time and place, this earth. That's exactly what I intend to do, is to continue to let the teachings of the past really hold the hand for the future and lead the way. Thank you guys so much for coming and having this new year talk with me. Just, you don't have to leave all the bullshit in the past. Leave it at the end of the spectrum that you can observe it at. Leave it at the end of the spectrum that it belongs to. Start to dissect all of the things in your head and put them on the spectrum ends. One on this spectrum, one on this end. For everyone on this end, there should be one on the other end. And if one end is filling up more than the other, sit in that observer seat. See all the good work you've done. Sit in that observer seat and see how you can pull all that negative shit over to that positive end. How you can turn that fear into love, that hate into love, that, you know, whatever it is you're working with, figure it out. Sit in the middle. Do not let your emotions process a reaction when you're in a fear state of mind or a ugly state of mind. Remember to pause and sit with yourself and observe, you guys. I love you all so much. Thank you so much for riding through 2020 with me into 2020 motherfucking one. I love you all. I love you all with all the unconditional love that I have in my heart. I love you all with all the purity that has been brought into my life, with the healing I have given myself. I love you all so much that I want healing for you. And if you have any questions, I have a social media outlet. I'm on Instagram as Holly Smalls. That's with a Z at the end. I am on Facebook with the name Hood Hippie. That's HOODHIPPIE. Your local Hood Hippie extraordinaire. That's who I am. I'm here to speak life into you guys. And I share that on my social media outlets. I share visions. I share beauty. I share color. I share everything that I can to help put you in a state of mind where you can see things differently. If you ever need anything, reach out. Times are tough, but only you can either make yourself tougher or you can make the times tougher. Be strong within yourself. Share your strength when you can, but don't ever do it to where you are exhausted. Don't share your strength when you have none to give. That holds resentment. I love you guys. Keep your head up. Keep pushing. Get through the snow, because in Oklahoma, we are snowing over here. Over here in Oklahoma, we got that snow storm. We brought in the white Christmas. Actually, it's New Year's, but whatever. We brought it in. We brought it in with that pure bliss. Making snow angels, you know. I love you guys. Thanks for joining me on the Psychonauts Mirror. This has been a compilation of a couple days. 2 days. New Year's Eve and New Year's motherfucking Day. Let's keep trucking. Let's keep learning. Let's keep growing, you guys. Evolve, evolve, evolve. There's one thing I can stress to you. It is evolve. Break the cycles. Break the patterns. Deconstruct that entire program. Fucking mutilate it. Mutilate that old program. Build your own based off of unconditional love. Build your new program within you to lead with unconditional love, grace, and growth. I love you guys. 2021 is here. I love you. Bye.